I pulled everyone together and said, right, we need a meeting and these are going to happen. And they were like, yeah, right. And we've been here before. We've done meetings once every 2 months, once every 3 months, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, no, we've got to implement this system because I am not carrying on doing this business the way that I'm doing this business. It drove me insane to wake up in the morning, not know what I was really working on, not know what I was working towards, as the book is called. We weren't getting any traction.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by the fantastic Ryan Carruthers. Ryan is a successful serial entrepreneur. In the process of creating his businesses, he's learned you not only need new customers, but you need members. He's currently helping businesses around the world build the membership sites of their dreams. But he also failed to have any system for dealing with issues, leaving him very disorganized. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support, whether that's leaving a review, sharing the show with a friend or family member, or going and supporting me directly on Patreon. That's a huge help. It takes a lot of money, time, and energy to make this show happen. So you can go to patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Remember, Williams is W-I-L-L-I-A-M-N-S. That's patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Or just click the first link in the show notes and it'll take you right there. Enjoy the show. Ryan Carruthers, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am indeed. Hopefully it's not going to be too painful, but we'll have fun either way.
I think we will. I think the more painful ones can be more fun. So we'll find out how this goes. So you found that you lacked a system for tackling issues, just kind of waking up in the morning and going on to the next thing and then on to the next thing, just kind of aimlessly. Tell me about your experience with this and then how you ultimately came to the realization that maybe you should get a little bit more organized.
Yeah, this is a good one. And this is one that with my team, we just didn't have a system at all. We didn't have a system to handle anything inside of the business, really. Like, we didn't have operating procedures. We didn't even have a system for meetings. We didn't have a system for knowing what we were working on or anything like that, or even metrics for the business. Like, we had none of that. And I've always considered myself to be quite an intelligent young man. And we just were a bit fly by night. It was like, oh, well, that's what the members are interested in. That's what we're working towards. That's what we're getting. But there was no check-in and it just had to stop. So I'll just tell you the result very, very quickly. And then we'll go to the story. I doubled my sales within 6 months by implementing the system. And the system came from me really starting to read more and get into books and look at what other people were doing. And I read this book called Traction by Gino Wickman, and that changed my life. Like, it changed my life. And then I messaged my head of IT, one of my partners, and said, we are implementing this system into our business now. Like, this is my business. I don't care what anyone says. We're doing this. We need a system because periodically we check in. And there was, now looking back at that, when we did those periodic check-ins, guess what happened? Productivity increased within straight away. Like, productivity increased just after that meeting. And then just after that, we knew what we were working on. Everybody was happier in the business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm like, why did I not do that sooner? So I messaged him and said, we're implementing this into the business. It is happening. Don't care what you say. And he replied straight away and said, thank God. He is very much like a mechanic type. I'm very much like star, creator. Just put me in front of a microphone, put me in front of a camera, let me riff about the content and then let someone else put it all together. And he's just said to me, Ryan, I was really not happy with where we were at. I didn't enjoy the work we were doing. I've read that book as well. I thought about mentioning it, but didn't. And I wish I had have done sooner. So then I pulled everyone together and said, right, we need a meeting and these are going to happen. And they were like, yeah, right. And we've been here before. Like, we've done meetings once every 2 months, once every 3 months, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, no, we've got to implement this system because I am not carrying on doing this business the way that I'm doing this business. It drove me insane to wake up in the morning, not know what I was really working on, not know what I was working towards, and just think that we were, well, as the book is called, we weren't getting any traction. I know in that particular niche, without, and I really hate the, when you said, you sent me an email and said, can you send me a braggy bio? I'm like, oh, I hate it. It goes against like all of my fibers in my body. When I was typing it, we're like, oh, I hate this. Oh. But I know I'm the best marketer in that niche for that membership. And I look at the competitors who don't promise as much value as we do, don't give as much time, don't help their members as much. They have more subscribers on their YouTube and et cetera, than me. And I'm going, this can't be right. So pull this team meeting together and say, guys, if you haven't got the book, I'll buy you a copy. Read it before the meeting. We're implementing this system. Now, there's a whole like host of things that happen with traction. It's got like a vision traction organizer and lots of different things to like map out the sort of top level of your business. But the big thing that it had was the meet, like a weekly meeting. And on that meeting, this did change my life, was the issues list. And it's very, very, very straightforward. At the start of the meeting, you say, hey guys, how are you doing? Et cetera, et cetera. Good week. You check in with your team, which is great. It builds that relationship with your team. Very similar to what me and you are doing. We had a wicked chat before we hit record. And then we go through what we're working on and then the to-dos. And then the last section of the meeting is an issues list. Now, anyone in the team that goes to the meeting can add to this list. And these are issues that don't need to be solved straight away. So most people listening to this will probably maybe even be listening to this because they don't want to be working on something. Or you're laughing because it's true, isn't it? And or you've got up in the morning and something's happened and you've gone, I've got to solve that right now. But what this did was ask you the question, is that important? Is that imperative to fix it right now? And I was a bugger for this, like giving things to my team saying, can you sort this out? Like, it's really, really important. And because it was my business, they were like, yeah, yeah, I'll stop what I'm working on to do this, Ryan. And this issues list, which is always populated by me, is just things that aren't important, but we might need to speak about them. So if I come up with an idea or I find an issue in the business, then we go through that in the weekly meeting. And then from there, we decide whether it goes to the future section and then we come back to it in the future, or it becomes a to-do. If it becomes a to-do, then who is responsible for that? And then what is the due date of that? Oh my God, just talking through it now, I can feel a sense of relief again. It made everything so much easier. It made me more accountable. And every single week I was just like, oh my God, I've got this amazing idea. Is it like on that film? It's that film Up, the Disney one, where the dog sees a squirrel and he's like, oh, squirrel, and he's off. That was me years and years and years ago. And this issues list has not just come into my business. It's now come into my life and the way I'd look at everything. And that's been the biggest change for me because it's made me question a lot of things. Like, is this actually the best use of my time right now? Should I be focusing on this right now when I could be doing X, Y, and Z? Or, you know, I've got time to do that over there. Do it then. Don't do it now. And it's improved everything. I know I've been a bit of a bugger for not being present in the moment and always thinking about the next goal and the next goal and the next goal. But that issues list hasn't just impacted my business. It's impacted my personal life to go, well, we can deal with that at the right time. Like, you know, we don't need to deal with that now. And then being able to assign it to people and be given a deadline on that, then that just helps. And then having that weekly check-in all the time and going through that issues list, I had a really good pulse on the business. And then that's how we was able to double our sales within 6 months.
That's awesome. I think the biggest thing that I'm getting from this is focus. You know what issues you're tackling and when. and then be there for those, because like you mentioned, people might be listening to this when they're avoiding something. That's what I do. If I'm avoiding work, throw in a podcast, go for a walk, just get out, get away. And, you know, yeah, it's exercise. It's good, right? But, you know, being able to focus on the issue at hand and being able to make sure that I get my work done on time is critical to the success of any business. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. Of course, you have this issues list, which is fantastic, which allows you to focus on other things and make sure that you're getting everything done. So why don't you tell us where we can go to find your work, including your podcast and everything else that you do?
Yeah, thank you very much. This has been a lot of fun. I knew that just talking to you before, we were going to have so much fun. And I've been on quite a few podcasts. You've been one of my favorite hosts so far. So thank you for that. And you're not the only charming one there is.
Thank you. Thank you.
And what's working for me now is taking that epiphany, that lesson that I got from the issues, to just simplify everything. I keep everything super simple now. I want a really, really simple business. So what works for me is a simple business. So for me, I have a podcast. It's called The Membership Mastery. You can find it on all of the major platforms. That's the first sort of entry point to me and my sort of funnel, as it were. Then I break those episodes down into monthly types of content. So I talk about growth in your membership one month. I talk about engagement in your membership the next, and then retention the month after. Now, then I have a lead magnet and an email series associated with each of those. I mention it in the podcast. If you like the podcast and you download that, then you're going to touch base with me more. My emails are wrote in a really written in a really conversational way, because I actually do want you to engage with me. I want you to send me a message. Then I will probably send you a Loom video, because my grammar is horrendous, as you've just heard me say, written and wrote. And I'll just reply to you, whether you're a member or not. And then from there, if it's a right fit for you, I can invite you to join the membership.
Fantastic. I'm going to have a link for all of your work so that people can get in touch with you. And whether they're a member or not, learn from you and get some valuable lessons out of the work that you do and the work that you share. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much, Ryan, for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening. Create a system. I feel like we've talked about this a million times on this podcast. We need things that keep us on track to get everything done that needs to get done, and to determine what might not need to get done right away or ever. So find what works for you and roll with it. Special thank you to Ryan for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including the Membership Mastery podcast, which, as always, I've linked down in the show notes. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit Patreon via the first link in the show notes. As a thank you for the support, you'll get a postcard from me wherever I happen to be at the time. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the CreateFine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.